Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBSRadio.com. Today is November 10th, 2013. And if you are listening and today is November 10th, 2013, then you are listening to a live program. If today is another day other than November 10th, 2013, then it's a pre-recorded program. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I work with the Akashic Records. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 17 years now, and it's pretty much my life. And what we do on the program is I take your calls and your questions about what's happening in your life and how we can best serve, help you with different ideas of how and guidance. The records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. It's not really about psychic energy so much as it is about helping you in the here and now. We can talk about past lives. The future is, depending on your questions, you know, what's true today may in fact not be true tomorrow. So the future is also about your choices today. So whatever you choose today creates your future for tomorrow. So it really depends a lot on you, and that's what the Akashic Records do. They help you give the information today that will help you understand your life so that you can make the appropriate choices. And you can call in toll-free today at 888-429-7171 if you are in the United States or Canada. Again, that's 888-429-5471. You can also dial direct at 530-763-1594. And so those are the numbers to call in. We hope that you can also email me while I'm on the air. And you can email info, at akashicwisdom.com. And you can email your question. If you're emailing your question, you want to give me your current legal name. That'll make it even easier. And the way I access the Akashic Records is through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that makes the information available. And so if you're in the listening area, we would love to have you call in. If you're in the United States or Canada, or if you want to dial direct, our area code is 011 from out of the country. So today is a very interesting day. The energies are very powerful. Even though we are in a Mercury retrograde, we are in very powerful energies. So I want you to just be aware that whatever information you receive or any kind of decisions you have to make, if you have decisions to make, it's probably not a real great idea to make the information or the decisions during a Mercury retrograde, because communications can be a little off. So, and sometimes Mercury retrograde can slow things up or alter things. So I would truly ask you to, if you have decisions to make, to really weigh them well, and if you have to make them, to research all possible outcomes to decide which one you would like in your life, and really look at how you want your life to look and feel. In fact, that's one of the things that we really talk about, is how do you want your life to look and feel so you can vision it. And when you vision it, you have to feel it. I'm sure that you know you've heard this before, but visioning your life in the way your life looks and feels now, you already know what you don't want. Then moving forward, if you truly want a life that is different, so for example, if you want to a life that looks and feels differently, then you need to really look at how you want your life to look and feel. So we suggest that you get clear on that and ask yourself some very deep questions. Sometimes it's even helpful to describe, writing down how you would like your life to be and describe it. And notice how you feel when you're journaling it. What I mean by that is that notice if you're feeling fear, or as you're journaling what you want, if there's any part of you that doesn't believe it's possible. Because it's those feelings that are going to block it from showing up in your life. So really want to encourage you to move forward in a way that supports you rather than defeats you. And it's all about empowering. It's empowering yourself with the energy of not only manifestation, but in order to get the manifestation, you have to empower yourself with the visualization, but you also have to empower yourself with the feeling of already having it. And so if you only take just, 2 to 5 minutes every day, especially when you wake up in the morning, to move deeply into gratitude. And as you're moving into gratitude, to thank the universe for the life that you truly want. And it's not about saying thank you for the life that I want. It's thank you for the life that I have, and then envision the life that you want to bring forward and feel it as it is, as if it were there right now. Now, many times people try to visualize and they can't visualize, or they have a hard time saying manifesting, because they're visualizing one thing but feeling something else. And if that's happening, you're kind of negating everything that there is. Okay. So that's an important piece. I did have a question from Debbie, and I need to email you about that, Debbie, just so you know. I got the question, but I have to have your specific records open when I answer the question you asked. So I can't do that on the air. But you can certainly ask other questions, and we could do that privately, but I can't do that on the air, only because I really have to have you on the other line, and I have to open your specific records. See, what I want to explain to everyone is that when I open up my records and you call in with a question, I'm going to have your name, I'm going to have information, but it's not the answer to the question will help you, and it will be and give you guidance, but it won't be as quote unquote in depth as if I were working with you privately and had your specific records open. There is a difference in energy and frequency, and there's a difference in a level of knowing that I'm allowed to move into. And if I just have the records open generally, let's say for myself, I have access to the records. But if I have your records open, then I can be much more specific. And that's what I do. I open up people's records. I do consultations all the time. In fact, I have some specials coming up where you can actually do 20 minutes for $45. And if you need to do that, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me privately at 216-691-1233, and I will call you back and we'll set up an appointment. But again, all the consultations are based 100% on your questions. So for the holidays, I'm offering the 20 minutes for $45. That's what it is. Sorry if I messed that up before. It's 20 minutes for $45. So typically it's $135 an hour. But if you would like to do just the 20 minutes, we can certainly do that. So again, if that's something that you would like to do, or if you wanted to gift it to someone, you do want to make sure that the person you're gifting it to understands what the Akashic Records are and how I work with the Akashic Records so that we can give them the best that they need to know or give them the purest information. So keep that in mind. And I want to also let you know that this program works so much better when you call in and you're with your questions, because I really want to be able to speak with you and hear your voice. That's going to be so important. And it's going to also be helpful for you if, in fact, you will have your questions ready. Now, what do you ask? Well, you can ask about anything. I mean, you truly can ask. You can ask, please give me insight into the situation of, and you fill in the blank of the situation, or what action steps can I take to create, and, you know, again, you fill in the blank, or how can I open my heart to and fill up the blank? What do I need to know about the situation of? It's, all of these are open-ended questions that you can ask. And you can even ask why a person's in your life. I can't open the records of other people without their specific permission. But I can tell you from as it relates to you why those people are in your life. So be aware that's there for you, and this program is here for you to help you understand more about your life and, like I said, why things are the way they are. So we would love to be able to talk to you about that. And, you know, I don't know if any of you out there have ever gotten what they call Notes from the Universe from Mike Dooley, but he has written some very, very poignant things. And one thing that has come across my desk, it's from the Notes of the Universe, and it says, "Do you have any idea of how powerful you really are? Do you have any idea of how far your thoughts reach? Do you have any idea of how many lives you've already touched? Do you have any idea of how much you've already accomplished?" Well, do you? And if we take this comment and take a look at, and let's kind of break it down. So the majority of people, do you have any idea of how powerful you really are? You know, most of us like to play small. Like when somebody gives us a compliment, we will negate it. We'll not receive it completely. And what I'm hearing from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records is that it's time for us to accept our power. And many times when people hear that, they think of ego, and we're not talking about being egotistical. It's about you moving into your heart center and being very much aware of your ability and power to love. Because when you move into your heart center and expand your ability to love, you become more powerful than you will ever know. People will then be magnetized to you. People will listen to you and respect you. It's all about opening up your heart and accepting who you are without judging yourself. Now, I understand that can be very difficult. But the reality is, it's really about taking not just one day at a time, but 1 minute at a time, 1/2 hour at a time, and giving yourself credit for all that you have already created in your life, and really do a really uplifting personal inventory with yourself. And the next thing that comes up here is, do you have any idea how far your thoughts reach? Well, what we have to remember is everything in our life here on the planet Earth is made up of vibration and frequency. And as it's made up of vibration and frequency, so every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records. They're also registered in your subconscious. So as your thought, as you think your thought, the vibration of that thought not only goes out to the universe to start creating and bringing back to you what you want, it also gets anchored into the Akashic Records. So as we move through our day, thinking of loving and positive thoughts, thinking of uplifting and self-loving thoughts. So instead of saying, I'm so stupid, you want to say, I really appreciate my intelligence. Even if there's something you can't solve, you're going to want to say, I so appreciate my intelligence, and I choose to tap into even more of my own available intelligence to be able to solve this problem or get more insight. Because if you tell the universe, I can't get this, or this is too hard, or I'll never understand, the universe will listen to that. That vibration then gets stuck. And so you really want to be able to be not just positive, but you need to be forward moving in your thinking so that you're giving yourself all the credit that you're due. You cannot wait for other people to compliment you. You have to be proud of yourself and know your own worth and be proud of that worth. So that's because your thoughts reach out so far, and they connect then with other thoughts of like-mindedness. So consider that when you're going through the day. And it says, the other one is, do you have any idea of how many lives you've already touched? Well, just think about, as you go through your daily life, how many people do you smile at? How many people do you talk to? Now, if you work in an office, there it may be a small office or a larger office. You may work in a retail outlet. Again, you're going to see a lot of people if it's a large retail outlet. You might work at a daycare center, and so you're seeing children that you can affect their lives for ever. Wherever you are touching other people with your energy and your smile. And your words. And so it's really important to understand that when we touch other people with our energy, our thoughts, our words, we want that. We want them to receive the good stuff, the stuff that will uplift them. Because it's the same thing as when somebody frowns or gives you a hard time, how that feels to you, and you cannot let that bother you. You have to allow that to just wash off your back as if you had waterproof poncho on, and the water, this comments just roll right off your back. Do not receive them. Do not take them in, the negative thoughts. You've got enough on your own to battle. You don't need any more. Because ever since we're a child, we've dealt with negative thoughts or negative thought patterns or comments or opinions. And we have to start reversing that. Not only for ourselves, but we have to, as we reverse it for ourselves, we reverse it in the way we treat other people. So do consider how and what your thoughts do, where do they go? and how many lives you've already touched with those thoughts, with that smile, with the words, with the feelings. They're all vibrational frequency. And last but not least, it says, do you have any idea how much you've already accomplished? Well, many times you couldn't possibly know. You couldn't possibly know who you inspired. You couldn't possibly know whose life you changed in a smile. But know those accomplishments are there. And know that you are being appreciated for all that you are, including all that you're not and all that you are yet to be. You have so much to offer. You have so much to give. And as human beings, it's our job to move forward and give as much as we can, openly, lovingly, to as many people as we can. So your homework for the week is to look at yourself and the way you treat yourself in a loving way, to really bring back the power of love into your life, to begin to shift your thoughts to good thoughts and loving thoughts, to understand that your smile and your energy are gives you the opportunity to touch other human beings, and to be grateful for those people you've already touched, and as well as, and I say grateful because every time you touch someone, either with your smile or energy or thoughts or words or deeds, you make another ripple effect. And you want to be grateful for not only the people you've helped, but for all the people who have helped you. And so going deep into gratitude is going to be very, very important. Now, I want to talk about something else that I feel strongly about. What's interesting is it has to do with giving. And I've kept this to myself for so long, and I've really never talked about it before. But there is an organization called the Wounded Warrior Organization. It helps our soldiers who have come back and been wounded from the different wars that we've had. And it's a separate organization that we are asked to donate to help our wounded warriors. And I so deeply appreciate what these wonderful people have done. And I so deeply appreciate their sacrifices. But what makes me angry, actually furious, is the fact that we have to have an organization like this. Why isn't our government taking care of these wonderful beings who unfortunately are wounded? Why are they not being helped by our government? Why is there why do we have to have an organization that we have to give to help our wounded warriors? Where is the responsibility of our government? And I've got to say, every time I see a commercial for the wounded warriors, I don't even know who to write to. Because it's not that I wouldn't give to the organization. It's just that I think it's so, I personally think it's insulting that Americans have to be asked to donate to an organization for wounded warriors when our government is supporting everyone else with billions of dollars, that we have to have a separate organization to help these soldiers. I think it's unconscionable, and I'm really not a political person, but I want to say I feel angry that these wonderful people who have done so much and sacrificed their eyes, their legs, their mentalities, their emotional stabilities in these senseless wars that we've put on, and now the government won't even take care of them, that we have to have a wounded warrior organization that we have to donate to because our government isn't doing its job. And this is not about President Obama. it's not about the presidents so much, I mean, individually, if you will. It's about the government itself. It's about the armed forces. It's like, why isn't the budget there to help our wounded when they have done so much for us? Why isn't it available? And boy, if somebody would like to talk about that, I would love to have that conversation. Maybe you can help me understand this, because I don't. And again, I'm not a political person, but it just makes me sad and angry that we have to do something like that. I personally believe that if we are considered a family, that we need to treat our wounded as family. And you help your family first before you go outside of your country. You help your family first. So just want to make that comment, and again, would be happy to discuss that with anybody who would like to discuss it. And again, you can call us. You can call and talk to me personally. And the telephone number is, if you're in Canada or the U.S., it's toll-free, 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So, you know, please feel free to give a call in and let's talk about this, because it's something, we can talk about anything your heart desires. Whatever you'd like to talk about, we certainly can do that. We have a lot to share here, and I really want to hear your comments about, again, whatever questions you might have or whatever you'd like to discuss, whatever is going to make you happy. I'd like to be able to discuss it. So give a call. We would really like to talk to you. Let's see if we have any questions on email here. Loading it up. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, your questions. And it's almost, here in Ohio, it's almost 11:30. And I pretty much want to say, too, that I so value you as listeners, and I so want to hear from you. It's so important for you to call in and talk about what's important to you. It's one thing to listen to me, but it's much richer if you call in and make a comment or ask a question so that we can then expand on your questions. You know, and if you have something in your life that's happening, I've got to tell you that you are, if you're thinking about it, other people are thinking too, okay? And I want to just tell you that. I just want to say that. It's interesting. I've got a comment here. It says, Donna, when I lived in New York City, if you smile at someone, they think you're insane. And if a female smiles at a male, she might end up getting raped. And if a guy smiles at another guy, they will think he's gay. And you want to know something? I don't care what people think. And I don't want you to care what people think. And the idea of a woman getting raped because she smiles at a man, there's a way of smiling at people in a way that's uplifting without being alluring. And you know, if we have gotten to the point in society that we can't smile at other human beings out of fear of what other people are going to think, that's a sad, sad shape that we're in. We have to be able to move beyond our fear and move into an openly aspect of love. Until we do that, we are always going to be fighting wars. So we have to smile at somebody, and you can smile at somebody with your eyes. It's not about winking and being alluring. It's just a smile to brighten somebody's day. A waitress who's having a bad day and you smile at her. Or the idea is just smiling. This can't be the way the whole country operates or the world operates. You cannot walk around not smiling out of fear, because fear breeds fear. And if we huddle to within ourselves with our head down and our shoulders crouched, afraid to look at another person in our eyes, then we're being strangers among each other and hermits within our hearts. And that's got to stop. It has to stop. We have to be adventurous enough to throw away the fear and move into our courageousness and our compassion, so that we embrace each other as human beings. We don't have to be intimate in order to be able to show caring for people. I really thank you for your comment, and I really hope that it gets better. And I know if I went to New York, and the times that I have been to New York, I've always smiled at people. And you know what? It's amazing. Because people aren't used to it, they smile back. And if they think I'm crazy, let them. I'm crazy in love with people. I'm crazy in love with humanity. I mean, there's this wonderful woman, Amma, who is the kissing saint. I mean, she is magnificent. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to be able to do nothing but hug people every day and make them feel valuable. I would love to be on a stage just holding people as if they were a newborn baby and rocking them and letting them know how dearly, dearly they're cherished, how deeply they're appreciated. Because when you do that, you transform people. I went to a mystery school with Jean Houston for many years, and we had this an Asclepian night. And what we did is it was a night of giving service, and at the time, this is actually before I learned about the Akashic Records, or was even doing the Akashic Records, and that far back, back in the early 90s and late 80s. And so when this night of service came, what I would do is actually do earth hugs. And I would sit on, we used to stack these mattresses in like these, it was in a gymnasium, so they were like for when you're doing tumbling and stuff. They would stack them in layers, like, and so I'd sit at one level, and the people would come and sit just a short level under, you know, below it, so that I could actually rock their chest. It's almost like they were being held and embraced, and it was like, It was blissful. And it was blissful for me to be able to give that love and the hugs. And it was blissful for the people. I mean, I had people that would literally start crying out of joy and feeling loved in my arms. There were times when I would be holding someone and rocking them and hugging them that I had the sense to just smooth their hair as if they were a baby. And just that gentle touch shifted them. And, you know, when I heard about Amma, the hugging saint, I thought, wow, I would love to be able to do that. But just be able to embrace all the human beings that need that embrace, to help them feel whole and loved and appreciated and acknowledged. Because that's what the smile does in a very small way. it acknowledges that other person in you that you see in front of you. And that's what the word namaste is. Namaste is, I see you, as Avatar would say. But it's like, I acknowledge the God in me acknowledges the God within you. And so it's all about acknowledging. It's all about allowing yourself to be loved. It's all about being willing to give love. And it's all about being willing to receive it. Give, acknowledge, receive. And that's the way we can move through life in a more peaceful way. And hopefully, the more we do that, the more we can actually move into it. And the idea here is that how many times have you looked at someone and never really seen them? How many times have you avoided their stare, avoided their gaze? And in certain cultures, I know that looking at someone in the eyes is considered disrespectful. But here in America, that's not the way we have to be. We don't have to, you know, avert our eyes or not make eye contact. They actually say that if God forbid you are kidnapped, that you are to make eye contact if you can with your kidnapper so that you can actually become a human being to them. So that's something that you want to look at, you want to consider. And there's something else that has come forward in my desk. It's called Unique Gift. So I'd like to just share it with you. And it's by Lewis Schwartzberg. It was adapted from Moving Art on YouTube. And it says, you think this is just another day in your life. It is not just another day. It is the one day that has been given to you today. It is a gift. It is given to you, and it is the only gift that you have right now. And the only appropriate response is gratefulness. If you do nothing else but cultivate that response to the great shift that is unique, that is unique of this day, then you will have spent this day well. Learn to respond as if this is your first day or your last day, for it is a special day. This day, look up. See the passing clouds. Never look away, because you'll never see these clouds look this way again. Look at the faces, the people you meet. There is an incredible story behind that face that you could never fully fathom. And open your heart to the incredible gifts that civilization gives to us. You touch a switch, and you instantly have light. There are an enormous number of gifts to which we can open our hearts. So let the gratefulness overflow into blessing all around you, and then it will really be a good day. I have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, who is this?
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, glad that you finally called. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
I have a question. It's not, you know, on topic, but...
Oh, that's okay.
Something that's been happening for the past 2 or 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And what I notice every time I look at the digital clock,
uh-huh,
I see the time as 111, 1111, 222, 333,
uh-huh.
Something like that. A lot of 1212, 911.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if there's any significance to that.
Oh, absolutely there's significance. Those are very powerful numbers you're seeing, especially
oh,
the 1111 or the 1212. 1212, and again, I'm not a numerology person, but from what I understand, is Christ consciousness. So you may want to move into whatever divinity you feel. 1111 is change, and 333 are angels, as well as 444. So
yeah, 444 I get a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so when those numbers show up, if you have the opportunity, just stop for a moment and put your hand on your heart and just get quiet and ask what message Spirit has for you in this moment.
Oh, okay.
And then you also might want to keep a notebook or a little diary as to when you see those numbers. Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the morning? Do you know what I mean? Is it in the evening or early in the morning? And then notice what's been happening around that time where you may have needed some extra support or some extra guidance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are very powerful numbers. And in fact, I haven't done it, but you could probably Google those numbers for meanings.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's
uh-huh.
a good idea.
Yeah, because from a numerology, you know, they'll have information on those double and triple numbers. In Google, so you might want to just kind of look at it, and then again keep a log as to when you see them, how often you see them, and what's happening. And you'll notice that sometimes you'll even see them on license plates, or you'll see them like if you go to the store and the amount of your bill is 1111. Just so start keeping a kind of a diary, you know, or like I said, or a log of when you see it and what's going on. Because then you can possibly move into getting an even deeper meaning as to what the patterns are in your life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
you know, and
you
I
know,
haven't noticed, you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I haven't
That's
noticed
right.
it on anything else except the, you know, digital clock and the microwave,
uh-huh.
you know. But I haven't really looked outside, so.
Well, again, if you ever go out, you know, if even if you're not driving, if you're on a bus or just walking down the street, and you happen something, you just glance over, you see them. Again, just note it, and be open to the guidance that it gives you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, it's interesting how those numbers will come along, and it sounds like your life is doing some changing right about now.
Well, this has only been happening for the past 2 or 3 months. I never
yeah, but
it
I'm saying, what's changing in your life? What kind of changes are happening in your life right now?
Nothing really. I'm just, you know, trying to be more, you know, go in more into myself, be more
uh-huh.
spiritual, be more enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
But what I'm hearing is that there's certain things, like certain things that you were possibly fearful about before, you're starting to be less fearful about now.
Oh yeah, I'm not afraid anymore at all.
Uh huh. Because
you know,
what's happening is.
I used to worry about everything.
Say again.
I used to worry about everything.
Now you don't, right?
You know, in the future, what's going to happen, and now I really don't.
Okay. So the idea here is that you really want to understand more about you, so you're willing to go deeper. And the more you're willing to go deeper, the more you ask the questions that allow you to go deeper. And then just journal whatever comes to you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
do that.
Okay. All right.
Thank
well, geez,
so
great
much.
To talk to you.
You too.
Okay. All right. Anything
Have
else I can
night.
Do for you tonight?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care, Donna.
All right, honey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So if you're seeing those numbers, like Debbie's seeing those numbers, you can Google them on, and see what they mean for you. You can also, again, just stop and go within. I mean, this is a very introspective time that we have right now, and it's really going to be important. The more you can move within, the more you're going to learn about you, and this is the time to truly learn and move forward. I do want to say something about the Thanksgiving weekend, though, that's coming up, is that if you are interested in a level one Akashic Records workshop, we're going to do it Thanksgiving weekend. So it's going to be, let me just make sure I have the right dates here. Just have to get them. Yep. The level one Akashic Records workshop is going to be on the 30th of November, which is the last day of November, and the 1st of December. So it's that Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then it's the Sunday, you know, the December 1st. And what's special about this particular program or this particular weekend is that the price of the workshop is, if you come just by yourself, is $333. But if you want to come with a friend, the regular price for the workshop is $350 before the discount. But if you want to come with a friend, one person pays the $350 and the other person pays half price. So what happens is you combine the $350 with the $175, and it's an even bigger discount than the $333. And that also includes a one-hour telephone consultation with me, as well as three teleconferences after the workshop just to help you deepen your work. So if learning how to access your own personal Akashic Records is of interest to you, please give me a call. We can certainly talk about it and tell you more about it, email you information. And so if you feel drawn to the work of the Akashic Records, you know, please get in contact with me. We can make this happen. So, yep. And I'm also, coming up in December, we're doing a prosperity workshop and healing your relationship with money. And that workshop is $150 for 2 days, and you don't have to have an Akashic Records background for that. And that's going to be December 14th and 15th, so here in Akron as well. So, again, if those are of interest to you, let me know. I can email you information. And it's a great way to start the new year to heal your relationship with money and not have to feel, I guess, poor or deprived anymore. It's all about feeling abundant, and that's what we want you to feel. And we want you to be. It's not just feeling. We want you to actually be abundant, and that's what this is all about. That's what those workshops are all about. So, well, it's now 11:49. We have about 5 more minutes with the show. So if there's anybody else that wants to call in, I highly recommend that you call in now. And, again, that telephone number is, for if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So we certainly hope that you would decide to call in with a question or comment. Again, it doesn't have to be on the subject. It can be anything. So it's whatever makes you feel good. So we would appreciate that. And one last comment from Lewis Schwartzberg again. He says, I wish you to open your heart to all of these blessings and let them flow through you, so that everyone you meet this day will be blessed by you, by your smile, by your eyes, your touch, and just by your presence. So that's really important. It's really important that we move deeply into sharing our energy of love and caring to help our fellow human beings. All right, my friends. Well, it is now 11:51 here in Ohio. So we are going to go ahead and close the records. I want to thank you for listening. And if you want to call me personally, you can dial me direct at 216-691-1233, and you can certainly leave a message, and I'll call you back. You can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, whether you want to make an appointment for the 20 minutes for $45, or you want more information on the workshops coming up, or if you want me to come and speak at your spiritual group or put a class on in your area, all those things are available to you. So I would love to talk to you about it if you have of interest. Okay, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light that have listened to this program. We ask that their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Okay, my friends, you have a miracle-filled week. Remember to smile at all those folks that you can, and remember to smile at yourself when you look in the mirror, okay? All right. So I want to thank you all. We're going to be here next week. So have, again, a miracle-filled week, and same time, same station, here at Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.